Today is the sacred disappearance day of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So we shall read about his departure from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antya Lila, Chapter 11, The Passing of Haridas Thakur. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
The Passing of Haridas Thakur. The summary of the chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya as follows. In this chapter, Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking bath in the sea, he personally begged prasad of Lord Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasad to the assembled devotees. Because the class is beginning late, we won't chant this verse responsively. It is on the board, but I will just chant it once or twice. Namami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Chitat Prabhum Samstitam Apiyan Murtim Svanke Kritva Nanartaya. Namami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Chatat Prabhum Samstitam Apiyan Murtim Svanke Kritva Nanartaya. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Daya Maya Jaya Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Jaya. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. Jaya Srinivaseshwara Haridasanatha Jaya Gadadhar Priya Swarupa Prananatha. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Mishra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana Gaura Yanra Prana Sabha Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Deha Dana. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. So, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is in the mood of a beggar. And all of us, to make progress in devotional service, must be in the mood of a beggar, begging for mercy, begging for the mercy of service. Service to the lotus feet of the Lord and the devotees. On our own, we have no assets. Someone who thinks that he's wealthy, who's proud of his assets, will not beg. You think, why should I beg? I don't need anything from others. I have whatever I need. But a devotee, actual devotee, always feels bankrupt, empty, in need of mercy, in need of the mercy of service. And Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is accepting the service of writing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And he's begging for their mercy that he may write about them. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. He Mata Mahaprabhura Nila Chale Vasa Sange Bhakta Gana Lana Kirtana Vilasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Maha Prasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat?" "But you have brought Maha Prasad, and how can I neglect it?" Eta Bali Mahaprasada Karila Vandana Ekaranchalana Tara Karila Bhakshana. Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion, and ate it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana. He offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna bada dayamai karibare jiva jai Swa Prasad Anadila Bhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasad. So, Karila Vandana, he offered prayers, and we also, when we take prasad, we offer prayers. Sarira Vidya Jal Mahaprasade Govinde. To respect the prasad as non-different from Krishna and as the mercy or favor of Krishna. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Prabhu kahe kona vyadi kahata nirnaya ten ho kane sak sankhya kirtanana puraya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Nam Acharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. So once on a morning walk on Juhu Beach, His Holiness Lokanath Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, "Why have you prescribed 16 rounds? You have prescribed 16 rounds, but some devotees have fixed other numbers." And Srila Prabhupada said, "I have not prescribed 16 rounds. 16 rounds minimum. If you can chant 16,000 rounds, that is welcome." Then Lokanath Swami pursued the question, "Well, all right, you have prescribed 16 rounds minimum, but other devotees are prescribing for themselves another number of minimum rounds." And Srila Prabhupada said, "That is good. You can increase the number of minimum rounds, but you cannot decrease it. So if they're increasing it, that's good." So then one of the devotees asked, "Well, how do we know if we're just imitating Haridas Thakur?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Well, imitation is not necessarily bad. If you're imitating Haridas Thakur and chanting more rounds, that's also good." But then one of the disciples said, "But what if there's service to do and an authority approaches the devotee and the devotee says he can't do the service because he has to chant his higher number of rounds?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "Well, If someone approaches a devotee for service and the devotee replies, "I'm sorry, I can't do the service because I'm busy imitating Haridas Thakur," that is not good. Prabhu kahe vridaha ila sankhya alpakara siddha deha tumi sadhane agraha kene kara. "Now that you have become old," the Lord said, "you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly." Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Haridas Thakur was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Astaka, it is stated, "Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati Bika Lava Sani Krito." The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself. And one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. So here in two purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions chanting loudly enough so that one can hear oneself, and chanting loudly enough so that others can also hear. Lokanistarite eto mara avatara namera mahima loke karila prachara. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Why does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu use the word incarnation or avatar? Why does he call Haridas Thakur an incarnation? Yes, correct. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. We need his mercy to be able to chant the holy name. By using the words tomara avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission. and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. So most of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal associates are his eternal associates, and they were present with him in his original form of Krishna, in Krishna Lila. And the book, Gaur Ganodesha Deepika, by Sri Kavikarnapur, a great devotee and the son of Sri Shivananda Sen, describes the different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explains who they were in Krishna Lila. And so all of them are incarnations. Avatars, they have descended from the spiritual world. They're associates, eternal associates of Krishna. And they descended to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission. But there is also a section in the spiritual world for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore they are eternal associates of the Lord, not only in Krishna Lila, but also in Gaur Lila. Both are eternal. Both identities are eternal. And both services are eternal. And in both ways, they incarnate on earth to help the Lord in his mission when he comes to the world. The Lord concluded, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas Thakur replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra that should have been offered to first-class brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you do not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur, and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes, like two bumblebees, on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwar Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Mahatirtha. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, And then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees perform congregational chanting, and Vakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform on the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palms full of prasad from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasad were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodar Goswami bring prasad, but Vaninath Pattanayaka, as well as Kashi Mishra, sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. Did you all hear that? What did you hear? Someone raise your hand. Bharat. Yes. Yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Swarup Damodar requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad. The four men, Swarup, Jagadananda, Kashishwar, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept the prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashimistra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashimishra personally went there and delivered prasad to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. When Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasad. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. After all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Now this benediction, I believe, applies to all of you. And partially because of this benediction, I was very eager that you all should hear the description of the passing of Haridas Thakur and the celebration of his disappearance. Haridase Ravi Jayotsava Ye Kaila Darshana Ye Ihanitya Kaila Ye Kaila Kirtana Ye Tanre Valuka Dite Karila Gamana Taramadye Mahotsava Ye Kaila Bojana Achireha Ibeta Savara Krishna Prapti Haridasa Darshane Haye Aiche Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away. Exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told anyone, "Say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari." Saying this, he personally began to dance. So the Bengali for "all glories to Haridas Thakur" in this verse is "Jaya Jaya Haridas." So we should all say, "Jaya Jaya Haridas, Jaya Jaya Haridas, Jaya Jaya Haridas." Everyone began to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." And the Bengali for that is "Jaya Jaya Jaya Haridasa Namaira Mahima Yenha Karila Prakasha." All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. So why mixed feelings of happiness and distress? Raise your hand. Nichikishori. Do we have a microphone?
Happiness for the glorious passing of a great devotee and distress from feeling separation from him?
Yes, happiness because what Haridas Thakur wanted, all of his desires were fulfilled. He wanted that he should leave this world before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his pastime. He wanted to leave it with his eyes fixed on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet on his chest. And he wanted to utter with his last breaths Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So all of his desires, exactly what he wanted, were fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also happy because there was congregational chanting of the holy name, distribution of prasad, the wonderful activities of Krishna consciousness, which are by nature ecstatic for pure souls. And yes, distress because of feelings of separation from Haridas Thakur, personal feelings of separation, and feeling that the whole world now was bereft of its crown jewel. So he was feeling distress both personally and for the sake of the world. Eta kahi lun haridase ravijaya yahara shravane krishne drida bhakti haya. Now, this is Krishnadas Kaviraj's benediction to anyone who hears the narration. Please listen attentively. Thus, I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service. This is a great benediction. Eta kahilun, thus I have spoken, Haridasera Vijaya, of the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Yahara Shravane, by hearing this narration, Krishna, unto Lord Krishna, Dridha Bhakti Haya, Dridha Bhakti, firm devotional service. Purport. At Purushottama Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Tota Gopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur still existing. Every year, on the date of Ananta Chaturdasi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. At the same place, three deities of Nityananda, Krishna Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. A gentleman named Brahmaravara from Kendraprad in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Tota Gopinath Goswamis. This temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329, Purushottama Math, a branch of the Gaudiya Math, was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, it is stated, Srinivasa Sigra Samudrera Kule Gela Haridasa Thakurera Samadhi Dekila Bhumite Padiya Kaila Pranati Vistara Bhagavata Gana Shri Samadhi Sanidani Srinivasa Stira Kaila Sasneha Vachani Puna Srinivasa Shri Samadhi Pranamai Yevilapa Kaila Tasunile Dravehya. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words. And Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation, that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. Chaitanyara bhaktavatsalya iha te jani bhaktavancha purna kaila nyasi shiromani. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. Yesterday we read the beautiful song Shuddha Bhakata from Sharanagati by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so many of the principles in this song, practically all of the principles in this song, are illustrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and by them in the pastime of the passing of Haridas Thakur. But the song begins, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu, Bhajana Anukul. Thus, from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikara Mula. And service to the Vaishnavas itself is the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also the topmost sannyasi, he served the devotees. He served Haridas Thakur and he served all the devotees, showing the example for us, but not only showing the example to us, but out of the affection in his heart. So we should welcome every opportunity to serve devotees and glorify devotees and help them to fulfill their desires, spiritual desires. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Mahabhagavata Haridasa Parama Vidvan Eso Bhagaya Lagi Age Karila Prayana. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Parama Vidvan. Actually, the most important science to know is the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Parama Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.24, Iti Pum Sarpita Vishno Bhaktischen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyada Tanmanye Ditamuttamam. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically Sarva Shastra Diti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scripture is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all Shastra. So not only did Haridas Thakur know the essence of spiritual life, of the science of Krishna consciousness, and chant 3 lakhs names daily, but he was actually learned in the Shastra. There are many descriptions in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of discussions with Haridas Thakur in which he quotes profusely Sanskrit verses in relation to the holy name and the process of devotional service. So somehow, in the midst of all of his chanting, he also found time for reading or hearing, and he could quote scripture to support his statements about the efficacy of chanting the holy name. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, who here desires to cross over the ocean of nescience? Well, officially, yes, we all. How many of you want to try to enjoy the temporary material world? Officially, no one. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, it's all of you, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur. Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. So there are many other activities planned for the day. If anyone has time, I suggest you read more about Haridas Thakur from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a whole long chapter in the Antya-lila called The Glories of Haridas Thakur, which is very instructive. And especially for us, because we are depending on chanting the holy name for our success in spiritual life, depending on chanting the holy name and on the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So by reading more about Haridas Thakur and the holy name, we will get instruction about chanting. And if we read in the mood of beggars, appealing or begging or pleading for the mercy of Haridas Thakur and the holy name, that will help us. Haridas Thakur was not born in a high-class Brahmin family. He was not even born in a Hindu family. He was born in a Muslim family. But he showed that regardless of one's birth, if one surrenders to the Lord and serves the Vaishnavas and chants the holy name with fixed determination, he can rise to the highest position of pure devotee. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.